Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here back with another episode, and today I would like to talk to you about making sure that we don't let the exceptions become the rules. And, or actually, what I want to talk about is don't let the exceptions sort of fool you into thinking something. And if you're confused by what that means, don't worry, we'll get into it. And I also want to start off this episode today by talking about more of my gratitude for my recent increase in listenership. And I really do appreciate the people who come back to this podcast, time and time again to listen to what this 22-year-old has to say. It means a lot to me to think that my voice would actually, have an impact on people's lives and that. I mean, I'm assuming that when people come back to this podcast, that it's insightful, that it helps in some way, it motivates, it lifts people up. And so to have that kind of impact is amazing. And I appreciate people giving me the opportunity to be somebody in their life to influence, hopefully for the better. And so thank you once again to my new listeners and returning listeners. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about this thing today. And so the motivation behind this episode, and before I get into that, how I get my episodes, I don't really create on a schedule, as you might have noticed if you are a returning listener. And I don't create on a schedule because I don't want it to feel like homework. I don't want it to feel like something I have to do. And when I do create content, whether it's on Instagram, on my podcast, wherever else it might be, I create content because I am motivated to do so. I'm inspired to do something. I'm inspired to talk about something because of perhaps most likely something recent that has happened. And so, what recently inspired this episode is this lady that I met online in a video game. For those of you who might not know this yet, I do play World of Warcraft rather frequently, and it is currently my favorite game, I would say. It's perhaps one of my favorite games of all time. And so you meet and interact with people in that game. And this one lady that I've gotten to know over the course of playing, let's come up with a name for her. Let's say her name is Mary, right? Now, I don't think we're going to use that name too much, but Mary is this lady that I met online in that game. And through what she has told me, I have felt inspired to talk about not making exceptions. Don't let exceptions become your sort of rule. And why I say that is Mary is a mother of, I believe, at least four kids. And her husband is, unfortunately, in the past, her husband has cheated on her. According to Mary, her husband cheated on her and was ready to leave her when they found out she was pregnant with, I believe it was kid number three. And he was afraid of, according to what Mary told me, he was afraid of, because his parents split, he was worried that the same thing would end up happening between him and Mary. And so he decided to just cheat and just up and leave, or, get ready to leave, which, if you ask me, I don't fully understand the reasoning behind that decision or that logic. Okay, I'm just recounting the story as it was told by me. So if you have any questions about how we got to that conclusion, I don't have the answers for you. But he decided that he could cheat and just, he cheated on her. And she told me as well, Mary told me as well, that the only, when she first got together with him, she told him, "The only way I would ever leave you is if you cheated on me." And well, he ended up cheating on her. And she had divorce papers ready. She was ready to leave with the kids. But something told her to, well, surprise, surprise, hold out for something better, or just give it another shot, or just, hang in there. And what ended up happening is Mary and her husband, who cheated on her, ended up getting back together. They now have at least, I think it's four, but I'm going to say at least four in case there's more. They now have at least four kids together, and she says she's more in love with him than ever. She also tells me that he understands and acknowledges the gravity of his mistakes of cheating in the past, his infidelity, and now they are living as a happy couple. Now, You can probably maybe start to see where I'm going with this when I say don't let the exceptions become the rule, right? My rule is that if somebody cheats on you, you don't get back together with them because they don't take your love seriously. They sort of take you for granted. They betray your trust. They are unfaithful. They're not trustworthy. And you don't want to get back with that person, even if they're sorry, even if they say, I'll never do it again. If they've done it once, they can do it again. And so my rule is that you don't get back with somebody who has cheated on you. You go and find somebody else who genuinely loves you, somebody who won't betray your trust, somebody who will be there for you, and somebody who won't be unfaithful to you, is my rule. Now, it seems like Mary's story, however, is an exception to that rule. Because at least now, from my understanding, she is genuinely happy with their relationship. Right? And that's what gets me concerned is I don't want people deluding themselves into thinking everything is okay when everything is not. Right? In the case of Mary, I am concerned that I don't want her or anybody else for that matter to be in a relationship where the other person has cheated on them. And now they are telling everybody else that, oh, we're in a relationship, we're happy, everything is fine, we've moved past the incident of him cheating on me. You know, we're okay now, we're a happy couple. But in reality, deep down inside of them, they are unhappy and they are still with that person who cheated on them for some other reason. That is something that I don't want to happen, right? Don't delude yourself, don't lie to yourself, don't lie to other people that you're okay and everything is fine. If it's not okay, if it's not fine, then find a solution, and in this case, it might be find a new partner. But from my understanding, and I have no reason not to take her word for it, Mary says she is in a happy relationship now with him and she loves him more than ever. If that's genuinely the case, that is fine. In which case, this means that this is an example of the exception of the rule, or exception to the rule. Now, I think this rule applies to, or at least I would hope it applies to just about, or at least most people out there. I want people to take themselves seriously. I do think that you deserve better if somebody cheats on you. But if you happen to get back with the person who cheats on you, and you genuinely live a happy relationship after that, that other person never cheats on you again, and you have a happy relationship, things are working out, and your bond is stronger than ever, then okay, right? That means you are an exception to the rule. But I also don't want people looking at Mary's story and thinking, oh, so it is okay if my partner cheats on me. If we get back together and things work out, then that's fine. It's great. You know, that's what I mean in this episode by not letting the exception become the rule. Don't get so caught up in an exception working out that you think that exception becomes the new rule, which in this case is replacing what I said earlier, and instead believing that it's okay your partner cheats on you. As long as everything works out in the end, it's okay if they cheat on me. It's okay if they take my love for granted. They betray my trust. They are unfaithful. They are untrustworthy. That's okay. That's all okay if we end up working things out. And if people fall under that belief, they will start lowering their standards and start becoming more complacent and okay with people betraying their trust and love, which I firmly believe is against the best interest of people. And as you hopefully should know by now, I don't encourage things, ideas, beliefs, mentalities, perspectives out there that could be to the detriment and well-being against the detriment of the person or the people involved or humanity and society as a whole. Right? I talk about things and I encourage things because I believe it to be in the best interest for all of us. And what I don't believe to be in the best interest for all of us is for us to become complacent with people who cheat and to delude ourselves into thinking that this is some form of okay behavior and that, oh, things can get back together and we can work things out. Please be aware and don't let your exceptions become the rules. I think there are just about exceptions to every rule of life out there, but that doesn't mean that the exception is okay. Right? Just because things worked out between Mary and her husband does not mean that what he did is okay. It doesn't excuse what he's done in the past. Now, I'm not talking about cancel culture, right? I don't support going into somebody's past, digging up the old stuff they did, and continually harassing them about it like people do in social media today, which is an absolute shame. I don't encourage or support that, right? Because people change over time. People improve and become better people, at least hopefully they do, when people try and put in the effort and take themselves seriously and take responsibility, they become better people, right? And so maybe Mary's husband is now genuinely a better person, right? And he won't cheat again, and he will be fully trustworthy and loving, and he won't take Mary's love for granted, right? Maybe he's become a changed man. And as I told Mary, as we were talking about this, as she was sharing her story with me, I told her, if this has become a situation where things have genuinely worked out for the better, then I can be nothing more than happy for you. If their situation is that much better, and with full confidence, he won't ever cheat on her again, then I can't be anything but happy for them. Because he is now a changed man and he won't make the same mistakes as he did in the past. Of course, prevention is better than the cure. Of course, it's much better if you don't cheat to begin with, so that way you don't have to be a changed man in the sense that, okay, I've made that mistake, now I won't do it again. It's much better to be not a cheater to begin with and stay that way than it is to be a cheater and then change. Because then you won't have messed up the first time around. Of course, sometimes it takes messing up for us to realize our mistake so that we don't do it again, right? But what I'm trying to say is don't get complacent with the exceptions. What he did in the past, the act itself is not okay. And so I don't want to get too attached to the cheating example, but that was what inspired my sort of episode for today. And hopefully this episode made some sense. Hopefully you understand where I'm coming from with the exception to the rule and to not let it become your reality and to not let it become your truth. Because that is one slippery slope that won't exactly take you to good places. Like the example I just mentioned, if you become complacent with the cheating example, you'll start becoming complacent with people who cheat on you and take your love for granted and use you and betray your trust, which isn't good for you. So don't become complacent with the exceptions to the rules. And with that said, I think that just about sums up this episode for today. So I really do appreciate you listening to this all the way through. Unfortunately, as I previously mentioned in one of my episodes, I think it was a few or several episodes ago, I don't exactly have the analytics for my listenership, for my performance, because of how small the statistics are. My audience right now listening to this podcast isn't big enough for me to know how many people are actually listening to this episode. For me to know how many, or not, I know how many people listen to an episode. I don't know how much of it they listen to, though. So if you happen to be one of those people who listen to my episodes all the way through, I would really appreciate it if you could perhaps leave a voice message telling me that you do so, or leave a DM in Instagram, for instance, that's where I'm really active. Leave a comment on one of my posts. I would really appreciate knowing that somebody out there listens to my episodes fully, or because I can't tell with my analytics, and that's a real shame. That's something that needs to be kind of adjusted or worked on. I might have to change my platform so that I can see that information in much more detail. But of course, you don't have to do this. I really do appreciate you listening. You don't have to let me know that you're here. It would just be a really nice gesture if you appreciate the work that I do. And so, with that said, thank you for listening once again to this episode and this podcast. And I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at
linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.